Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 23rd of June 2008. Today's topic is A is for Alpha. You women out there, do you ever wonder why you play second fiddle to the men at work? Maybe like me, you tend to break one of the unwritten codes of male business behavior, namely, never make excuses for failure. Excuses are self-sabotage in the male-dominated business world, and they will get you nowhere, says Canadian Chris Flett, the reformed alpha business male writer of What Men Don't Tell Women About Business. Morphing from a kill it and bill it prototype into an economically far more successful modern collaborative type, Chris Flett wanted and needed more women on his team. But he needed them to know how to play the business game and win. So in his book, he takes the reader into the boardroom after the women have left. And what he shows us is crude and sometimes annoying. But learn from it, and you will possibly come out stronger. Men will typically look at Flett's book and say, "So what else is new?" But it will make us women look a little differently at how to force men to take us seriously, being more confident, learning to lead, taking the credit we deserve, being cooler, not looking openly for affirmation, and dealing effectively with men who put us down. His most important message lies in the strategy of combining our assertive behavior with measures that will build an alpha male's confidence. Keeping his secrets and working strategically, hand in hand, to build a winning team. Since alphas are driven by insecurity, the single most important thing is never to make an alpha male wrong. There is clearly nothing else that will create a stronger bond with a strong partner than to build his confidence through loyalty and authenticity. Unfortunately, Chris Flett overgeneralizes, saying that women are detail-oriented as opposed to big-picture-oriented and feeling-oriented as opposed to thinking-oriented. But as Peter Vincent reminds us in his comments on the book, it's all about the bottom line, namely money. A recent Stats Can report showed that in 2005, women earned 85 cents for every dollar paid to men in the 25 to 29 year range. And the older you get, the larger the income gap becomes. The numbers haven't changed significantly in the last 5 years. What does that mean? Despite all the rhetoric, the glass ceiling is still firmly in place. If you are a woman, in any age group and profession, you need to deal with this by guerrilla tactics. You need a plan. Chris Flett may be a little difficult to take, but he definitely has a few angles covered that, if properly followed, might just open up that glass ceiling for women. So, women, this one is for us. Do you want to run with the pack? Then listen up. A is for Alpha. Thanks for listening this week, and I hope you join me again next week for more on the Island Weekly.